Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Alexander Audio, and today I'm speaking to Amy Ward Brimmer, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Philadelphia and also in Newtown, Pennsylvania. And we're just going to talk today a little about her experience with the Alexander Technique and what you might expect as a student coming to her for lessons. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert.
So, Amy, how did you get started in this work?
Well, I actually took my first lesson on the recommendation of a good friend who had been taking lessons. And I majored in theater in college, and so as a performer had heard about Alexander Technique for quite a long time, but never really experienced it. And so I actually booked my first lesson just out of curiosity. I had a vague sense that I was kind of disconnected from my body. I'd been taking yoga, and I'd been in Jungian psychotherapy, and kind of felt like the next step was to sort of bring my body and mind and psyche all together. And my friend recommended that I try lessons with his teacher. So that's how I ended up in the studio for the first time, just pure curiosity.
And what were some of the, obviously you must have had some benefits from those lessons, or you wouldn't have gone on for a 3-year training course to become a teacher. Just in a nutshell, what did you experience, particularly in the first few weeks and months?
Well, within even the first lesson, it became very clear to me that I was completely unaware of how my body was put together and designed to move. The simplest things that my teacher asked me to do, I was actually unable to do, like sitting by moving through my hip joints, for example, or just standing in balance was something that was a revelation to me. And so in the early weeks of Alexander lessons, what I really was learning was how my thinking and awareness affected how I moved, or in my case, my lack of awareness was affecting me, and that it was a constant strain on my body to be completely disconnected mentally and psychologically from my physical self. So I began to really become fascinated with how bringing those things together gave me ease of movement. And I just became fascinated with the process, really.
Mm-hmm. And you eventually went on to train to become a teacher. And I assume that was a 3-year training course, right?
Well, not exactly. Well, it was 3 years of training. But I ended up training with Alan Katz, who was my first Alexander teacher. And he had a 2-year sort of introductory private training program. Mm-hmm. He brought in other teachers, and it was a very small group. I worked in a group of 4 people for 2 years, a very intensive sort of private training. And then for my 3rd year, when we received, after I'd received teacher certification through that program, I then apprenticed by sort of doing an intensive study with some other Alexander teachers in New York. So I have a different kind of pathway to my certification. But after those 3 years, I was then assessed by Alexander Technique International, which has a teacher certification program, and received my teacher certification through ATI.
Right. And so, but basically a pretty intense process, right?
To become
a teacher. So if someone comes to you for a lesson, say a first lesson, what can they expect to happen?
Well, the first thing that we usually do is just take the time to find out where they are in that moment. So we will look at really talking about where they feel pain, if they're there because of pain. If they're a performer, I work with a lot of actors, dancers, musicians, singers. They often come as a way to learn how to do what they do with less strain and injury and more power. So we'll sort of look at maybe some of their habits of playing. But basically, the first few lessons are all kind of taking people through the process I went through in the early weeks, which is just getting to know what it is that you're actually doing, because most people are 100% unaware of what it is they're actually doing in the simplest of everyday activities. So we'll start with the basics, and if there's a particular activity or a particular part of the body that the person wants to work with, we can work with that.
And could you very briefly just say what kinds of people come to you for lessons? What kind of backgrounds do they have?
Well, in addition to the performers that I mentioned, I see a lot of people lately. I've been seeing a lot of people with low back pain or neck and shoulder problems. So it's people from all walks of life. You don't have to be any particular age or do anything in particular, special thing for work. It's really just if you have some kind of dysfunction or some kind of chronic pain, this is very good. A lot of people that come to me have tried everything else. That's kind of a classic tale that I hear. I've tried massage, I've tried acupuncture, I've tried chiropractic, I've tried medication, and they all work, but they don't work for very long. The pain always comes back. And that's a great scenario for taking Alexander lessons, because Alexander technique is not about what you do, it's about how you do what you do. And so you might go in for a massage or a chiropractic treatment and feel better, but if you go back to your computer at your office and start using yourself improperly again, that pain's going to return. So the power of the Alexander technique is that you can free yourself from these habits of interference. You need fewer treatments, and you can control what you're doing
Yeah,
rather than being in.
it really puts you in charge of yourself
That's exactly right.
in a way that a lot of other methods don't. So, is there anything else you want to add? We're kind of getting to the end of our time frame here.
The only other thing I would say is that I do tend to work with, for whatever reason, people who, like myself, are recovering from some trauma, often psychological trauma. Alexander technique is not a substitute for psychotherapeutic process, but folks who have addiction problems, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, often find that Alexander work can be the key to enhancing their other talk therapy and other types of therapeutic process. Again, because as you say, it puts you in charge. And so anyone who feels like I did, where they're just kind of disconnected from their body, they don't have a good sense of, they're just uncomfortable kind of living in their body, and they want to get more comfortable with their physical self, I would encourage them to give it a try.
Okay, well, maybe on that note, we should bring our conversation to an end. I've been speaking with Amy Ward Bremer, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Philadelphia and in Newtown, Pennsylvania. We'll put a link to her website by the interview. If what we've been talking about intrigues you, give her a call. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Robert.